If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Have body deficiencies in the natural. Right now, the number one vitamin that is missing in so many or very weak in so many lives is D. And the reason why the D vitamin is missing is because our children aren't going outside like they used to. See, I didn't have a D deficiency when I was a child because our parents would always say, it's a nice day, go outside, and you would be in the sun and soak up all the sun. So when my doctor told me that I needed some vitamin D increase, I said, will you write me a prescription and make this a rule so I can go to my job and turn it in to human resources that I need more vitamin D. And he said, that'll be good because you can really get vitamin D from being in the sun. So I said, well, let me write this. I said, write me this script so I can go to Jamaica for 10 days. And then that way it'll be a medical trip and Blue Cross will have to pay for it because vitamin D comes from the sun that God made. But you see, here's what's happening. Because our children are staying in playing all those video games, they're losing vitamin D. And so what's happening to the body of Christ is that we were built to reproduce. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go and be a witness unto me. Go and share the marvelous word of God. We were called to reproduce, but we have a deficiency. We are staying inside and we don't have any vitamin J. And so we find ourselves, because of the deficiency, we're losing the stamina of praise and worship because we're not out there reproducing ourselves. Just like your natural body was made to reproduce, your spiritual body is made to reproduce. In all of last year, who have you told about Jesus? Did you make a spiritual baby? Did you go out and share the richness of Jesus? I love this. Listen to what Paul says. He says, we increase with the increase of God. Come on, saints, this is a new year. Let's tell our neighbors about Jesus. Let's tell the grocery store owner about Jesus. Let's tell everyone that we come in contact with about Jesus. I talk about him all the time. Everywhere I go, I work in the gospel somehow. Somehow God gives me a way to figure out how to spread his gospel. Somehow people have to know who Jesus is. So let's increase God. Now watch what Paul does. He said, wherefore, if you are dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, then why are you subject to its ordinances? Why do you let them run your life? Why do you let them tell you how to dress? My wife used to tell me when I would wear stripes and polka dots, she would say, no, that don't go together. Until she picked up a copy. I brought home a copy of GQ. And on the cover, the man had on a striped suit with a striped shirt and a polka dot tie. I showed it to her. I said, now there you go. That's the standard. She looked at me and said, it still don't look good. I said, you mean to tell me you're going to go against GQ? She said, yeah. I said, how can you go against GQ? She said, because I was taught that you don't mix the two. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart. In other words, I marveled at the fact that she was sticking to her guns. You see, right now, Christianity has become so much of a convenience religion. We're just doing whatever the world says. The world says we can divorce for any reason, we divorce for any reason. The world says we can have sex outside of marriage, we have sex outside of marriage. The world says whatever we want to do, we can do it. No, Christianity is not a belief of condemnation, but it is one of boundaries. It is one of boundaries. And there is certain behavior that God does not want us to apply to our lives. Amen. So we do not do what the world says. Listen to what he says. Why are you subject to the ordinances of the world? Why are you celebrating their holidays? For us, Resurrection Day is a glorious day of celebration. It is the day that we acknowledge Jesus is powerful. Resurrection from the dead. But we have allowed the world to turn it into marshmallow bunnies, chocolate eggs, dyed eggs, and baskets and clothes. Not one of those things have anything to do with the resurrection of our Lord. And the world continues to spiral deeper down into the abyss of ignorance because the people who are tasked with teaching the truth would rather go along with the comfort of capitulation rather than say the emperor has no clothes. Tell your children no. You're not buying new clothes because it's Easter. Call it Resurrection Day. Do you know that from history, when the religious leaders wanted to exalt the day of Jesus' resurrection, they went to the remaining apostles and they said, no, we don't want that. They said, we don't want that day to be glorified in religion. They were wise men. They understood what it would become. But the people of the religious rulership overrode the apostles. And rather than call it Resurrection Day, they called it Easter, after the goddess Astarte. And the rumor was the goddess Astarte, an egg fell down from heaven, hit the Mediterranean Sea, rolled over into Rome. Everything starts at Rome. And then the egg opens up and a bunny comes out. And it was the goddess Astarte. So there's where you have your eggs and your bunnies for Easter. But you and I should not live by that rule. For us, it's not about an egg or a bunny. It's about a lamb who became a lion. It's about the Son of the living God. This year, let's do something different. We're not putting them down for celebrating their day, but we want to tell them that Resurrection Day is a day of power. It's a day that the Lord declared to the devil, I got up to enforce my word. I got up to enforce my promise. And those who come to me will walk in power because they will not be alone. He said, listen, you are not subject to the ordinances of the world. And then he goes into touch not, taste not, and handle not. So your life doesn't live by the rules of the world. You see, I marvel at other religions who publicly demonstrate Jesus, but it seems like we're afraid to speak for him. Every time the Lord gives me a public venue, he knows they're going to hear about Jesus. I've been in gatherings with Jewish people, Muslim people, Greek Orthodox. Wherever I go, they get Jesus. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I put his name out there. Jesus. A political leader asked to come here during the last election, and I told the secretary, I said, tell him, yes, he could come here, provided there's quid pro quo, provided I get to speak after he gets elected. I want his word that I can go to the council chambers and tell them about Jesus. He never came. You see, I don't mind you coming talking to Bethel, because Bethel knows truth from fiction. But I just want that door to tell you about Jesus. I figure you only get one shot and you need to go for it with all the gusto you have. Anytime you get an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus, Paul says you ought to do it. Don't let the world confine you. When they put up a sign, no soliciting, tell them about Jesus. They'll say, didn't we tell you no soliciting? Say, I ain't soliciting. I'm talking about my Savior. I'm not selling anything. I'm telling you about Jesus. I'm a doctor telling you about a physician. I'm a lawyer telling you about freedom. Don't tell me I can't solicit. I ain't soliciting. I'm introducing you to somebody who can get you out of bondage. You gonna lock me up? Lock me up, but I'm gonna tell the world about Jesus. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. Paul says, don't you get bound. Don't get bound. Don't get bound. Let me show you what Jesus does that's different. In John chapter 5, Verses 1 through 13, we read the story of the man who's down at the pool of Bethesda. Now, the Bible makes it clear that this man has been there or has this disease for 38 years. He's surrounded by people that have diseases. Verse 3 says, there's a great multitude of weak folk. Impotent means weak. They're blind, they're crippled, and their joints are withered, which means they pulled back. The muscles have become incapable of stretching, so they called it withering. The fingers would come in. We now call that arthritis, advanced stages of arthritis. Because the joints become so full of inflammation that the muscles can't straighten it out anymore. Inflammatory. And so they were down there, and the Bible says they were waiting for the moving of the water. And then John tries to give you a little narrative. He said, because there was a belief that an angel comes down at a certain season into the pool and stirs up the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in and was made whole of whatever disease he has. So in verses 1 through 4, John tries to set the scene. I submit to you that that same scene is in the world today. People are sitting around weak, and they're without joy and without hope, and they're waiting for something. They're waiting for some supernatural manifestation. Hear me, that's not going to come. Because God's not giving people religious experiences. I don't care if you saw an angel in the refrigerator. I don't care. Everybody is now seeing images of Mary. And what difference does it make if you see Mary? People are making these places shrines. Oh, I saw Mary at Kmart. And so it was aisle 3. And nobody should go down aisle 3. You know, and I saw Jesus. No. Don't get caught up into all that stuff. Maybe you did see him. But don't make it a shrine. That's why God told Moses when he gave him those 10 commandments. He said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. He said, don't make it like the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, or any living thing. Why? Because God knew that anytime he would show himself, people would try to carve something out of it. That's why he would always show himself as fire and something that you could not replicate. There wasn't even a statue of him in the tabernacle or the temple. That frustrated the Babylonians, so they took the utensils. You see, people want us to have a God that's a stone idol or something that wouldn't carve. No, but our God lives inside of us.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.